European nations plan to cut their carbon emissions to zero by the middle of the century. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Young, filling in for Anu Anand. Good morning. The European Union says it intends to cut its carbon emissions to zero by the year 2050. Under the plan, all member states' greenhouse gas emissions will have to be offset by planting trees or by burying the emissions underground. Officials say this will spur hundreds of billions of dollars worth of investments in clean energy technology and will sharply reduce premature deaths caused by air pollution, is the BBC's environment correspondent Matt McGrath.
The European Commission's climate neutral strategy would see greenhouse gas emissions in effect eliminated by 2050. The EU says that this can be done with existing technologies such as solar and wind energy, though they would have to provide 80% of electricity. Energy efficiency measures such as home insulation would also need to be boosted to reduce energy consumption by half by the middle of the century. The EU believes that the measures will help achieve the goals of the Paris Agreement at a profit, boosting economies by 2% of GDP and reducing energy imports by over 70%, saving up to €3 trillion a year. Climate campaigners say the move, though welcome, doesn't go far enough, fast enough. And putting these plans into action will have to wait until a new EU Commission is selected next year.
Matt McGrath, let's do the numbers. Global stocks are mixed as traders look ahead to the G20 summit in Buenos Aires tomorrow. Stocks in Asia ended higher, despite comments from President Trump's chief economic adviser that it's up to China to come up with new ideas to end the ongoing trade dispute. All forms of Brexit will make the UK worse off. That's according to Britain's Treasury Minister, the Chancellor, Philip Hammond. An official analysis of the controversial Brexit deal agreed between the UK government and the European Union suggests the economy will be slightly smaller. However, it's unclear whether the deal will be approved by Britain's Parliament. Philip Hammond says Brexit is not just about the economy. There's a political dimension too.
Many people in this country feel very strongly about the need to leave the European Union, to regain control of our fishing waters, to regain control of migration and control of our borders, to have the right to do third country trade deals. These are things which have value to people, and it is true that the economy will be very slightly smaller, but if we do the deal in the way that the Prime Minister has set out and negotiated, that impact will be entirely manageable.
Philip Hammond. Now, all this week, we're examining the future of the European Union. In Italy, some politicians in power seem to love Brexit. The BBC's Manuela Saragossa is in Italy's commercial capital, Milan.
I'm in a cafe in the centre of Milan. It's called California Bakery. Most of Italy's industry and business is based in and around Milan here, and the region it sits in, the region of Lombardy. Even though its owner hails from Sicily, far away down in the south, he didn't set up his business down south because the south is far poorer than the north, and there just isn't a market for the kind of premium American cakes and coffees they sell here. Now, this yawning economic chasm between the north and the south of the country is one of the issues the new populist government of the Lega and Five Star Movement here in Italy want to tackle. They want to spend lots of money to fix the economy. But the European Union in Brussels is having none of it. It says Italy's spending levels and public debt are already far too high as it is, with some voices in the government openly wondering what the point is of the European Union. Among them, Gianmarco Senna. He's a ruling Lega Party councillor, and he could barely contain his enthusiasm for Brexit when I met him.
I love Brexit. I think it can help because now it is clear that it's possible another way. But it's not the solution, this kind of Europe. We can sit down on the table, change the rule. Because the euro can't be just the money, okay? We need one project.
So our Lega Party officials like Gianmarco Senna, they're calling for Italy's exit from the European Union or perhaps from the euro currency?
No, and that's the interesting thing, because for all the anti-EU sentiment, that's not something being called for. But Italians who are critical of the EU do feel emboldened by Brexit. Brexit gives them the confidence to go to Brussels and play hardball with the EU there, but so does the rise of populist parties throughout the rest of the EU, from Germany to Austria to Poland. I've had two Lega politicians now tell me they're banking on populist parties doing well in the European parliamentary elections next year, and they believe that will bring about change in Brussels. because there are big questions about the Italian economy, notably this north-south economic divide, which Rome has been grappling, some would say mismanaging, for years. And that, more than Brexit, is what's crucial to the country's future here. Have a listen to Professor Francesco Giavazzi of Bocconi University here in Milan.
This new movement, the five-star movement, is a movement of the South that argues in favor of subsidies to the South. Now, subsidies inside the euro are impossible. So there are two options. Either we split, so the South becomes an independent country and the North is closer to Germany, or we leave the euro, because the only way to give the subsidies to the South is to print money. If we don't solve the problem of the South being poor, the country is going to split. And splitting is much more costly than leaving the euro. That's infinitely costly.
That was Professor Giavazzi of Bocconi University with his somewhat dramatic view. So I think it's fair to say Italy has bigger fish to fry at the moment than Brexit. But as we heard, Brexit is a lever politicians here are using to help them extract what they want from Brussels, which is permission for the Italian government to spend more money on fixing the economy here.
Manuela Saragossa. And finally, if posting photographs on social media stresses you out on vacation, then a French hotel chain has come up with the ideal service for you. The global chain Ibis is hiring Instagram sitters to post photos on their guests' behalf. In London, I'm Rob Young with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.